poll, Democrat Johanna Hayes in tie with Republican George Logan in Connecticut's 5th District. By Jacob Bliss on August 10, 2022. Democrat Representative Johanna Hayes, CT, is tied in the polls with former Connecticut State Senator George Logan, R, ahead of the November election in the state's 5th Congressional District. The Torrance Group poll conducted for the Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, showed that Logan and Hayes are tied with 45% each of registered voters in the district. The poll found another 9% who were undecided. The poll found that Logan carried the independent respondents by 20 points and noted that he is ahead among those extremely likely to vote despite him being little known to voters this far into the race. For Hayes, her image is still intact with the voters, as 40% viewed her favorably and 32% unfavorably. However, as the Cook Political Report claims that the race leans Democrat, President Joe Biden is still underwater in the district. 60% of the respondents disapprove of him, with 49% strongly disapproving of him. Additionally, the polling memo showed that the generic Republican candidate on the ballot leads the generic Democrat by 6 points, 48% to 42%. And support for Republican candidates reached as high as 53% among the independent respondents. As of the last filing with the Federal Election Commission, the incumbent Democrat holds a significant cash advantage over the Republican with nearly $1.7 million to Logan's roughly $205,000. The poll was conducted from July 14 to 24 with 400 registered voters throughout the district and a margin of error reaching 4.9%, with a 95% confidence level. After striving to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Republicans are currently projected to win a majority of between 12 and 35 seats while only needing to net 5 to take back the House. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.